And now looking east of South Australia, the small town of Murgon sits 250 kilometres from Brisbane in southeast Queensland. Amid a population of 2,000 residents, the place is a renowned site for fossil discoveries. A report released in the Journal of Vertebrate Paleontology today reveals a team of paleontologists has uncovered the oldest crocodile eggshells ever found in Australia, dating back 55 million years. But what led researchers to uncover these 55 million-year-old eggshells in Queensland? The Wire's Thomas Kutis spoke with Dr. Michael David Stein, one of the paleontologists from the University of New South Wales.
A lot of Aussie paleontology is actually focused up in the northern state, Queensland and the Northern Territory. As usual, people find all sorts of things on their properties, and in one case, they found basically what's like the edge of a lake. That's what's been preserved up around that area. Obviously, the main reason, of course, we're particularly interested is this is a period in time where probably easy for people to go out and look for a map. Just look up continents 55 million years ago. You'll see what happens. The breakup of Pangaea is in full swing now. The continents are all very distinct entities, but they haven't moved to where they should be. You know, in the modern world, there's still a lot of interconnectivity. Australia, in particular, we're still attached to Antarctica and South America. There's a big story there, particularly with how marsupials. Remember, you've got marsupials in both here and in South America, you know, possums in South America. So there's a big question for Australian paleos, how that came about. That's the general idea, but of course I'm interested in the croc.
And how did scientists determine the age of the eggshells so precisely?
In the case of most of the older stuff, you're going well beyond what you call carbon dating. You're getting into the uranium dating, the not quite what you'd call the granite zircons that are used to basically date, you know, the rocks that are so old that the Earth was still forming. But basically, that style of chemical dating, and it can be tricky. You've got to find the right features in the geology to get a good idea.
What does this finding reveal about the evolution of crocodiles in Australia from then to now?
When a lot of people think about crocs, you think salt waters and freshwater crocs, but they're actually relative newcomers in the grand scheme of things. They only started coming into Australia about 5 or so million years ago in the Pleistocene, when we started making contact with Southeast Asia, again, after being isolated for a very long time. Most of the Cenozoic, so that's the age of mammals, most of that time, we actually had our own endemic radiation of crocodiles called mycosuchines. And they're weird because they're basically in isolation. They started to do some not necessarily very uncrocodilian things, because we've seen these kind of patterns before long ago during the age of dinosaurs. But they started basically shifting into a more terrestrial style of hunting. And a lot of weird forms. You've got mycosuchines that have got sort of narrow, almost theropod-like snouts that essentially lets for your usual grab something at the edge of the water and do the whole death roll twist feeding thing where they'll try and disorient it and drown it in the water. Instead, they're actively going after things on land and hunting stuff. In our case with Murgon, this is actually right at the start. It's the very beginnings of the mycosuchines on this continent.
What does the presence of these eggshells tell us about Queensland's climate and ecosystem from 55 million years ago?
Again, a good question, because crocs, their reproduction is very intertwined with local environments, and there's a surprising amount of variation. You know, crocs, quite a number of different nesting strategies all across the world, and it very much seems to be something of a learned behavior, something that they adapt to, you know, the local conditions. The eggs actually tell quite a bit. In our case, the egg had surprisingly little degradation from the various kinds of bacteria. Now, what that does suggest is that the nests were relatively dry at periods. So that does suggest the prevailing swamp to tending to early billabongs, basically. A very infernal condition where the water is not necessarily there all the time.
How does this discovery sort of compare to similar fossil finds which are found in other parts of the world?
Oh, that's the thing. Eggs are, unfortunately, pretty rare. And you'd be surprised how little actual work's been done in croc eggs just generally. We have very surprisingly little knowledge on this. So this is actually quite an exciting find in this regard. Pretty much almost the only fossil croc eggshells we've found to date so far.
Paleontologist Dr. Michael David Stein speaking with The Wire's Thomas Kutis.